Sweet Dreams proved to be a gold mine, and in early 1984, the duo began a staggering 175-date world tour, which was to last for 2 years.
2 years is just a joke, really. 4 months is totally okay. Actually, you can have great fun. In the first 4 months of our last tour, you have great fun. And it just starts to wear a bit thin after, you know, a year and 7 months, and you can't remember where you are, and you're on...
And you somebody's know, saying
you've
to
broken
you,
broken up about six relationships, and you know, you just lost touch with everything.
It's very easy to get ill on tour, you know. That's why everybody usually... Either you can go two ways. You can either completely immerse yourself in total debauchery, you know, get completely drunk every night, and take all manner of chemical substances to really screw yourself up. Or you can sort of go on the vitamin purist track, you know, which is like massages and,
I like, you know, the mixture of the both.
We like them both together, you know.
The massage,
1 week on, 1 week off.
Nothing like a drunken massage to get you on stage.
What are the positive aspects, though, for you of actually being on stage? What do you really get out of it?
Challenge of being a performer. And knowing that there are other great performers that have done it and have inspired people. And that there's a possibility that you can try to live up to that challenge.
With a lovely...
We just carry on making our subversive little videos and our little pop tunes that we like ourselves.
Makeup doesn't look that bad.
We're not going around the world advertising Heineken beer, are we? Or Carlsberg or anything like that.
All those
lovely
sort of
around the world having a great time with our mates making records and music.
Very inspiring it was walking around the beach, cosmetic counter.